Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, in other words, in differing ways and different times, spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. You know, God has spoken to us through all the prophets recorded in the Bible. He's spoken to us through Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel. He's spoken to us through, you know, He spoke to us through Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, all the great prophets of the Old Testament. But He has, verse 2, Hebrews 1, 2, He has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Christ died for our sins. He purged our sins by Himself. He doesn't do it every Sunday through communion. He doesn't need the help of any man. He doesn't need the help of anybody to purge our sins because they're already purged. He already did it. It's done. If you're trying to get your sins purged anyway but by faith in Christ, then you're still dead in your trespasses and your sins. You're religious to the bone and lost to the core. The Bible says He Himself purged our sins, and not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. And He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He sat down. That means His work on the cross, His work of substitution, His work of being a sacrifice is finished. Hebrews 11:2 again says He has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. And it goes on to say in verse 3 that He sat down. What is He speaking to us when He sat down? He's saying the substitutionary work on the cross is finished. He's saying, I'm done with the cross. I died on it. Now I'm resurrected. I've sat down. The prison door is open. Come on out. I died once for all, and I died once and for all. I died for your sins. You don't need a man to take away your sins. No man can take away your sins, even through some religious ceremony, because it's already done. I've purged your sins, and I sat down, and that's what I'm telling you when I sat down, that it's done. It's the finished work of the cross. He's not on the cross. He's off the cross. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. The cross ought to be bare. These crosses where Christ is on the cross, it's wrong. It's holding people in bondage. He's not on the cross. He already died for your sins. Come to the cross and receive salvation and then go on and live for Christ. Just like in the book of Genesis, when God finished His work, He sat down. When Christ finished His work, He sat down. Amen? It's finished. The finished work. Isaiah 53, speaking of this time yet to come, which has come, said this. It pleased the Lord, in verse 10, it pleased the Lord to bruise him and to put him to pain. When you make his soul an offering for sin, you shall see his seed. We're his seed. God saw us. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. God looked down from heaven, Jesus Christ, the righteous, he who knew no sin. You know, he didn't just not sin, he didn't even know sin. Amen? He who knew no sin became sin. Just like that innocent bull and those innocent goats and rams died for the sins under the old covenant, Jesus was the Lamb of God without spot or wrinkle, without sin. He offered himself. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter willingly, and he gave his life a ransom for many. And he died, and God looked upon him, and he saw the labor of his soul, and he was satisfied, and he was raised from the dead. The wages of sin is death in hell. If Jesus didn't go to hell, he didn't die for our sins, because that's where your sins take you. Amen? God saw the labor of his soul and was satisfied. And then he says, by his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. He was raised, Romans 4:25, for our justification. He was already justified. Sometimes we major on his birth. Sometimes we major on his death, we major on his life, but I want to talk about majoring on his resurrection. His resurrection. He was raised for our justification. He was raised when God saw his seed. His seed are those who are justified. He was raised for our justification. Now, he died for the sins of the whole world, but the whole world is not justified. The church doesn't seem to know the reason for the resurrection. They seem to think that it was only for Jesus that he was raised, but he was raised for our justification. And one of the reasons the church doesn't seem to know the importance of that is they've not been taught what justification means. And just as they don't know the importance or the purpose of the resurrection, they don't understand the full extent of the cross.
It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, it says, for when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I wonder how many ungodly there were or are. That's everybody. He died for everybody. 1 Peter 3:18 puts it this way, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just him for us before we were saved, for the world, the unjust. He died for the ungodly. He died for the unjust. Romans 8:32 puts it this way, he who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us, All. In case you didn't grasp that, 1 John 2:2 says, and he himself is the propitiation, the payment for our sins, and not for our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. Now, that means he died for the sins of everybody. God so loved everybody in the world. You know, if you hate somebody, then you're out of step with God.
If you hate the black man, you're out of step with God. If you hate the white man, you're out of step with God. If you hate the Muslim, you're out of step with God. If you hate the Democrat, you're out of step with God. If you hate the Republican, you're out of step with God. If you hate the murderer, you're out of step with God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? You're not walking with God if you've got hate in your heart, because God has love in his heart. He died for the sins of the whole world. He died for the sins of the worst criminal. He died for the sins of the mass murderer. He died for the sins of Saddam Hussein. He died for the sins of the terrorists blowing up people in Iraq. He died for the sins of the whole world. He did. The just for the unjust. Not the just for the just for the unjust. The righteous for the unrighteous. The sinless for the sinner. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. He not only sent him, he sent him to die. Jesus Christ did not come here to live, he came here to die. He became a man so he could redeem man. He came a man so that he could be tempted in all points like of us, but sin not, so that his blood would be an acceptable sacrifice. The righteous for the unrighteous. The just for the unjust. The holy for the unholy. The godly for the ungodly. And not just for us who have received it. Not just for us who have heard it. Not just for us who have walked in it. But for the sins of the whole world. The church seems to know that in our head, but we don't seem to know it in our heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And people all the time want to talk about the sins of the world. That's double jeopardy, folks. Jesus already died for the sins of the world. Did he not? He is the propitiation of our sins, amen, and not ours only, but also for the whole world. That means that God sent his Son to die for every human being that ever lived or ever would live. Christ suffered once for sins. Then he sat down, signifying that it's done. Whenever you heard about it and received it, he didn't die then for your sins. He died once.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com. Or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word.